Hi, good day all. Welcome back. In this session, we'll discuss about effective communication. The art of effective communication is the language of leadership. It is a key skill in becoming a good leader. Good communication skills are needed to speak appropriately with a wide variety of people. Effective communicator has to balance their listening and speaking skills. A communication will be successful when the teaching is focused on the needs of the learner or the listener, which includes expression of thoughts, feelings, ideas, and opinions. The person who can help learners understand and interpret accurately and appropriately is an effective communicator. Such people can influence the learners to take the responsibility of learning, improving, and practicing fundamental skills of a language. By following a number of activities and exercises, can stimulate the learner's language development and at the same time enhance sensitivity to the use of a language. Thus, we'll be able to derive the benefits of communicative activities for language development. Effective communicators are great motivators. They know how to establish a rapport. Such persons are certainly skilled in those areas using their secret weapons of warmth and an ability to convey the message that the customer's interest as the top priority. They are constantly attuned to the changing moods and shifting attitudes of their clients and adapts accordingly. What do Mother Teresa, Charles Manson, Billy Graham, Adolf Hitler, and Harry Truman have in common? Even though these five are vastly different in temperament, character, and their impact on people, they were or still are masterful persuaders. Whether it be Mother Teresa motivating an audience to contribute to the poor, or Charles Manson advocating that his followers carry out his grim order to murder Sharon Tate and her famous friends, the methods used are similar. Persuasion is one of the most fascinating and useful tools of human discourse. Children unwittingly utilize its principle to manipulate their parents. We spend billions of dollars every year because advertisers have been able to convince us that we really do need what they have to offer. In examining Hitler's astounding success, many focus on his fierce, fiery speeches and forget that he correctly analyzed the attitudes of his audience and then shaped his persuasive messages around those attitudes. Hitler was able to persuade vast throngs to accept a philosophy which is a heinous in its content, as it was effective in its power. Through a series of highly charged speeches, Hitler played on the theme of recovering Germany's lost glory. Success for all of these well-intentioned persuaders would be dramatically improved if they would begin by carefully analyzing the other person's perspective. If it's true that we are motivated by our perceptions, then it's crucial to understand the perception of our audience before we begin our efforts at motivation. A successful persuader works from the inside out. A skilled persuader continuously sends out the impression that their primary goal is to help you get what you want and exudes other-orientedness. He can later be your consultant or a problem solver. They won't really impose their message, but skillfully work from within by analyzing attitudes to see how firmly they are held. The best motivators are the ones who tap into what listeners want. Robert Conklin, in his book How to Get People to Do Things, gives some very practical advice. If you want people to give you what you want, give them what they want. They are perceived as problem solvers and consultants who know how to adapt to the needs of their audience. Finally, we'll try to motivate others to accept only those messages which will benefit them. Effective communicators work best when we both gain. And we won't be bothered if we are tuned down, because we know that people have free will and that we don't want to force on them ideas or products they don't want or that wouldn't be in their best interest. Thank you for joining me.